Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with a coming, well, maybe not, virtual debate. President Trump has rejected that idea and has even gone further to suggest, as he was coughing yesterday, talking to Sean Hannity on Fox, that he's ready to go out and hold rallies with apparently the approval of his doctors. And we still don't know if he's contagious.
David, we don't know because he isn't giving us good information. If there's one thing the American public need and deserve, it's to know what their leaders are doing health-wise and are experiencing. He is, of course, not only BSing a lot, but he is also not consistent. One day he's for it, one day he's not for it. I saw a foolish commentator on the news saying that it was good for both candidates. I don't agree with that at all. I think, in fact, Joe Biden won that first debate so overwhelmingly that nobody will ever forget it. Trump made such a fool out of himself that the country is still reeling from it. The man is exhibiting some very strange affectations. He is willing to go out and infect others, allegedly, because we don't know what he's experiencing right now. So it's awful. It's so bad, David, that he is now turning, according to the New York Times, on his own people. So, for example, he's turning on Barr for not indicting his opponent, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama. Tyrants put their opponents in jail, and that's what he is. Look, this is a friend of Putin. Putin does much of the same thing, Duterte, and all of the others. He is turning into a maniac if he hasn't been there already. Something has to be done, and I don't know what that something is. But, you know, there's a certain schadenfreude, because here is Barr, who has been slavishly adhering to anything that the president wants, and who's he attacking now? Barr, for not indicting his political opponents and others. This is really unbelievable and very, very serious. It's not funny. It's what tyrants have always done around the world, and it is something that we are now experiencing in America. To me, this is a time when the FBI and others have to be looking very carefully at the persona and the mental health of Donald Trump, because he's the leader of the country and he has his finger on the button. Put it that way.
Well, the tensions between the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and President Donald Trump getting worse. And to your point, she's questioning his fitness to serve, and she's announcing legislation that would create a commission to allow Congress to intervene under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution and to remove the president from executive duties. The president answered very quickly on Twitter, calling her Crazy Nancy. She's the one who should be under observation, he said.
Well, of course, there is nothing that this guy won't say about anybody. Nevertheless, Pelosi is absolutely right. But as always, it comes down to the United States Senate and the Republican senators who have refused to do anything but slavishly adhere to what Trump wants. There comes a point in the history of a country, and we are at that point right now, when a decision has to be made. Are we going to engage ourselves as senators, Republican senators, in governing and in doing what's right? Or are we going to watch the downfall of this country and its democracy because we don't want to lose our offices? It's a disgrace up to now, and now is the time when people like Chuck Grassley and others who are in their upper 80s, middle 80s, have to decide, hey, how do I want to be seen in history?
And we've seen a historic number of people already early voting, but I see from the Washington Post today, both parties prepare for a chance of contested election as chaotic race hurdles to a close. There's another story I read about law enforcement preparing for trouble at the polls and coming up with plans to how to deal with that.
Well, David, look, we now know about this president that there is nothing he won't do. He wants to be president. He wants to stay in that office, and he will do anything. You know, I've been thinking lately about these reports that in some major cities, Houston, other places, there are just a few or just one place you can drop off your ballot, and it's far away. For example, we know that in some cases where there's a university with a lot of Democratic young people, they put the polling place or the drop-off box somewhere far away from that campus. And the Democrats have to be smart. They have to hire buses. They have to put people on those buses. They have to get them to the polling places. It's disgraceful, but it needs to be done because we are talking about the end of democracy here. We're talking about the imposition of totalitarianism in which you talk about jailing your opponents. It is unthinkable that we have come to this, but we have.
Talk about unthinkable. 13 charged in plots against Michigan governor. Did you see this story, Alan? Six people have been charged in federal court with plotting to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer at her vacation home. Separately, seven more people have been charged with trying to target police at the Michigan Capitol.
David, look, this is the kind of chaos that this president clearly is engendering one way or the other. I'm not saying he gets on the telephone and says this is the time to do it. I am saying, however, that it is happening, and it is happening because of the rhetoric and irresponsibility of this president. You know, the fact that the FBI and others and the police are on top of this is so important. And I say, when you get them for doing something like this, throw the book at them.
Well, next week, the nomination hearings for Amy Coney Barrett are scheduled. We'll be shortening Morning Edition until 8 o'clock. Then you and the panel will come on before the hearings. We got to go through a weekend first, and a weekend in this political climate is like 3 years. Will this happen? Is it going to happen? And are Democrats at a loss to stop it?
As you know, David, I just recently had an interview with Chuck Schumer. He made it quite clear that this is an uphill fight. He said that they're doing everything in their power to put a stop to it. You have a whole bunch of United States senators who are either facing the possibility of COVID infection or are infected. At least two of them are on the Judiciary Committee. This opens up a very interesting discussion as to whether or not they have to be in the Senate chamber. Mitch McConnell, of course, a disgrace, who now says that he won't go to the White House because they don't wear masks there, and he does. He's facing a very tough election in Kentucky. He probably won't lose, but he's got to watch every step that he makes with a guy who is clearly off the rails, Donald Trump.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.